Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen, coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
I love that new intro. Big props out to my producer, Brian Pothier, for putting that together for me a couple of weeks ago. That's always fun. Tonight we have Dr. Annie Ulrich returning to the show. She is a favorite for the listeners, so I'm always glad when she comes back at the beginning of the month. And she's going to be talking about the December energy update and also taking your calls. If you'd like to call in, we are live for the next hour at 323-657-1493 and also in the Blog Talk chat room, but I haven't opened that up, so I'm going to open up the chat room right now. When you were calling in, and unless you've already been screened, we'll ask for your first name and then your birth date. It's important that she get that for the day, month, and also the year as well, so she can go in and answer your questions tonight. And she'll be talking about dream interpretation, and if you have other questions, call in and we'll see where we can go. I want to give a big shout-out to Ken and Angela Downey of Downey's Desserts in Costa Mesa. They're listening tonight. I just see Angela. She's on the phone listening in. So big shout-out to you guys for all the great Hollywood celebrities that you are catering to this holiday season. And without further ado, let's bring on Dr. Annie. Dr. Annie, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks. And how about you, Garrett? You sound good as usual.
Oh, my God. Well, bless your heart. I'm doing fantastic. I've been looking forward to your appearance all month and especially all week, because whenever, you get ready to come onto the show, I don't know what happens, but there's just this energy in the air and this buzz and excitement that comes out when you are going to be live. Mm-hmm. So I know tonight's going to be kind of fun. So thanks for being here.
That's great. Well, it's my pleasure. I really, really enjoy it. I love your listeners. They are all so incredibly fun and intelligent.
Aren't they great?
Ask the best questions. Yes.
Oh, my
They're
gosh.
They're really wonderful.
Hey,
yeah.
And
so here we are in December.
We're in December, and before we get to the energy update, is there maybe a special giveaway that you're going to be offering tonight that I'm kind of jumping the gun on, but I want to make sure we're going to talk about this at least two or three times throughout the show so people who are listening can make sure to take advantage of it?
Absolutely. Whoever would like to receive my life energy cycle chart, which is a wonderful, wonderful tool to have. It's a perpetual calendar. It never has to be done again. And it will always give you a lock on what kind of energy is available to you at any point during your year. So it's a very good tool to have. If you're making major decisions, you'll be able to go to the chart and see if that is an auspicious time for you to sign contracts or to make deals or to have surgery or any other question that may come up during your year. You can go to your cycle chart and see where you are energetically. It's a really fabulous thing to have. And it's based on cycles. And most people are very familiar with, let's say, the seven-year cycle. And if you look back over your own life, you can see how it works. Every 7 years, there is a definite change and transition that takes place. For instance, from birth to seven is the growing years physically, mentally. And then from 7 to 14, that's where the emotions come in. If you take a look at yourself between 14 and 21, and there is a huge difference. So everyone is pretty, familiar with the seven-year cycle, but what they are not familiar with is that every single year, each one of us goes through seven cycles of time and energy within that year. And it's based on the month and the day that you were born. And every 52 days from your birthday, you count 52 days. That's your first cycle. And then the next 52 days is the second cycle, and so on and so forth. And each cycle of time has its own attributes, and energy vibration for you, and it'll tell you all about your business deals and your health and everything that you need to know to make wise decisions for yourself. And I am offering that tonight as a Christmas present to everybody.
Yay!
Yeah.
And how do they get it?
And, of course, you had a lot to do with that.
Oh, well.
To encourage me and to really, you know, support the work that I do. And I so appreciate
you do great work.
So much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You.
So if people want to get a copy of your Life Energy Cycle Chart, how do they get that?
They can just send me an email at tleaves.
At yahoo.com. And that
yahoo.com.
Email is actually on the show page as well. So if you're looking at the show page tonight, you can just copy and paste that email address for Dr. Annie and send her a note and say, I heard you on the radio and I want that thing that you were talking about. And she will send it to you. And it is really, really cool. So there you go.
It is.
So we're in the last month of the calendar year here. So energetically, what is happening this month that everybody needs to know about?
Well, what they need to know is it is a party month. Absolutely. The 12th month of the year is a 3 vibration. And the 3 vibration is what I call the party time. And it's all about enthusiasm, great joy, lots of optimism, creativity, tons of creative ideas, reunions, and imagination, using your imagination. And if you just look at that, just that 3 vibration, in the month of December, we are all using all of those attributes because we're getting ready for the holidays and everyone is excited and having parties and entertaining, and reconnecting with people that they haven't seen for a long time, sometimes, and also social events, lots of socializing and social events, surprises, and the unexpected is also part of that energy. So during this month, people usually reconnect with family members and people that they haven't seen for a long time. It's about reunions and really celebrating life. It's cause for celebration. And what is better than the holidays for that? So we are all in that holiday mode and that creative mode, too. So it's a lot of really wonderful, wonderful activity around, you know, the month of December itself. It's very busy time, obviously, but we have a full moon in Gemini on December 6th, this Saturday, and it is a really good time for everybody in terms of feeling like you're actually making progress. So any kind of projects that you've been working on, any kind of ideas that you've been working towards, it's really a very good boost of enthusiasm and energy behind all of those great projects and ideas that you've got, pushing them forward into, of course, the new year with new beginnings in January. It's also a time where the emotional ups and downs that everyone has been enduring, actually, for the last 2 years are coming to a rest. So it's like there's an ending energy connected to all of the ups and downs and the chaos and upset that people have been going through over the last couple of years. And that's really nice to know, too. As our full moon on December 6th starts to wane, it gets better and better emotionally for people. So that's really good, you know, to know that. New beginnings are on the horizon, and it's like you're all of the ideas. It's really, really important to take a hold of all of those really great creative ideas that you have and just put them out there into the ethers to plant the seeds of new things for yourself, and you'll be really surprised at what happens, let's say, in the next 3 months to that seeding process. So it's really great. Great, great time. Take advantage of all social invitations that come your way right now, because that helps you tremendously to make new connections and make new contacts, and that in turn leads you in new directions, and that's always a good thing. Of course, December 21st is the winter solstice, and that is the longest night and the shortest day. And from that point on, the days get longer. And so it's actually in pagan times was a celebration of light, the return of the light. And, of course, our Hanukkah is also a celebration of light. And the Christ child was born on Christmas Day. That's the return of the light also. The return of the sun, S-O-N, and S-U-N. So there's a lot going on in December. We're very busy people.
It's a crazy month.
Yes, it is. Health-wise. Your energies are high usually during this time, although, you know, sometimes it can be very, very trying for people, and they lose a lot of energy. So you hear a lot about feeling blue and melancholy and a little depressed. That is definitely there. But if you are in a health regime or in a health frame of mind, building up your immune system is really a good thing to do during this month, and try not to overindulge. That's easier said than done. Yes. I like parties.
Well, parties are fun.
Yeah, they are fun. Lots of fun. That's for sure. So I think that's a pretty good overview there. Oh, it's a high spiritual vibration too, of course. And that's really beautiful. One thing that I could, if I really want to stress anything, I would say just be really, really grateful for all the blessings that you have. Appreciate who you are and what you have in your life, all the people, all of the blessings that you have. It's really an important time for you to recognize that, too, and to listen to your gut instincts and your intuition, because they will lead you in the right direction this month, definitely.
Well, I'm excited. This is going to be a great month for a lot of folks. Okay, can I ask you a question? This goes back to your statement just a second ago about accept all of the social invitations that you're invited to. What do you do if you, for example, and I'm going to use myself as an example, so everybody else, I'm really sorry, but here's the question. On December 13th, it seems to be that is the Saturday night that everybody's going to be throwing their Christmas party that I know. And so I've been invited to at least a half a dozen different events. How should I prioritize where I want to go?
Well... That's a good question. Very good question, Garrett. Mm-hmm. So I would say you need to trust what feels best to you. What do you really want to do versus what is best for your career? What is best for your personal life? What's best? You know, there are a lot of different categories that we can slot all these parties into. And
absolutely.
When you have as many invitations as you do, and aren't you the lucky boy,
And the funny thing is, my dance card is never full, ever. And so it's like everybody said, okay, it's the 13th. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So, okay.
Yeah.
Just the one time this year.
So whatever feels the best to you, what do you think is going to be the most fun?
That's
then
the
go
one I'll
with
do.
That.
Okay. Then very good. Okay.
I would, yeah, and if they're not too spread out, I mean, you could spend a little
kind
bit of time
a little
here
bit.
And a little bit of time there, too, yeah.
I think I'm going to take your advice on that one then. So I may do a little party hopping on Saturday. So Are you ready to take some calls? We've got Christina in New York.
Sure.
We've also got Tom that both of these fine folks are holding right now. And I know they have questions and would love to talk to you. So should we jump in?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, cool. Okay, so Christina, thanks for waiting. You are live with Dr. Annie, and I've already provided her with your birth date, month, and year. And you, go ahead.
Hi, Chris.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my phone call. I was just wondering about love life.
Oh, well, then you're lucky because you're going into a really good romantic time in the new year. So that's really kind of fun. You're going to be traveling more next year than you have this year. And there's a lot of newness coming in, new people, new events, new opportunities, new everything. So say yes. Just it's like you need to practice saying yes to whatever the universe is bringing to you. And you're going to be pleasantly surprised in the new year. By September of 2015, you will be in a committed relationship and possibly marriage. So as far as romance,
by next September or
by next September 2015. Yeah.
Oh, do you
That's
know what? Will I meet them before then? I'm hoping.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's when it solidifies. So you know, keep yourself really open and receptive from this point on to what is being offered. Also, be really social and do go out and do meet new people and do new things. Expansion is a really important thing for you to remember. So do things that are really different that you don't normally do. Be adventuresome. Try things differently. And you will meet someone, and it's going to be a very good relationship. So you're in a really good place for that now. So enjoy it.
Do you see anybody from the past coming in? Or?
That depends on you. Just being open and receptive to what is there for you. I think there's someone new that's coming in. So I think maybe, you know, concentrating on the newness would be the better thing for you right now. And because it's such an adventuresome time and you are willing to try things differently, you know, the past doesn't come in when you are open and receptive to creating something new in your life. And
do you see anything
you
different
want,
with home and family or anything?
Pardon?
I'm sorry, do you see anything with home and family or anything?
Yes. Like I said, you know, now halfway through the year of 2015, you're going to be looking at relationships and how you relate to your world and everybody in it. So, you know, there's a lot of healing going on there. There's a lot of healing energy around relationships. So if there has been any kind of upset or discord, there's a healing energy that goes on. And it's really a great vibration for family and family events. And specifically from September of 2015 until September of 2016 is a really strong family energy. So, yeah, you know, reconnecting with people and really feeling as if things are working well within all of your relationships. And you don't get that very often. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah. I was hoping my son might move in or something. And then that's why.
Move where?
Back home.
Oh. that's very possible with that healing energy and the reconnections. That is possible. So I wouldn't be surprised if that would happen.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah. So you do have a lot of really lovely energy around family next year.
Oh, that's great. All right, well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Look forward to that. It's really nice.
And tell him Santa will have a really special present if he moves back home and makes Mom happy.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Thank you, Christina. Have a great
Thank
night. Have
you.
A happy holiday season. Thanks for your call tonight. And our next call is Tom. Tom, thanks for patiently waiting here. You are our next caller, and you are live with Dr. Annie.
Hi,
Tom.
Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Real good. You have my birthday. I wanted to know, is there going to be any real positive changes in the upcoming year?
Well, I can tell you, Tom, that you are... In the new year, you're going into what I call a transitional time. And it's going to be all about endings and beginnings. So it is what you're being asked to do is to release what is no longer working for you and to really connect with what makes you happy, what gives you great joy, and start things new and different too. So it's a wonderful time for you to do that. You're wrapping up a whole cycle of destiny almost here. So it's a really, really important time for you. It's also filled with accomplishments and really going to the next level. If you are in a career that you really do like, then the energy around you for that year is to move you up the ladder and to a pinnacle point. So success is definitely part of all of that energy. So, you know, you're ready for change. It's being ready and open and receptive, and I think that that's really what you are going to be looking at in the new year. You're also in a really strong humanitarian vibration, too. So helping others and really reaching out to make a difference in the world, you might find that you become involved in community events and really become a part of your community in ways that you haven't up until now. So that's really good. You're also, if you are learning something new, whatever it is that you are learning, say you put yourself in a learning position of some kind, that is going to help you improve finances. So that's always a good thing, too, kind of look at that. But you're definitely going to the next level in your life, and so that's a very exciting time. But there are things that you need to release and let go of, too. So just be aware of that, and that can be done on a very mundane, easy level by having a garage sale or cleaning out closets and file cabinets and just getting rid of what's not working for you anymore. That opens the way for the new to come in, and I think that that's really important for you too.
Yes, it is.
Does that answer your question?
A lot of it hit it right on the head. I have no career right now. I'm in between jobs, and it's been so long that I forget what money smells like. And it sure,
what do you want to do,
sure
Tom?
Would be nice to have some, I want to start my own business.
Doing?
Good.
Towing.
Your own towing company. Okay. Is it something you've done before?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well,
great.
I think that's a great idea. So, okay.
I do, too. Well, I definitely do. Just move in that direction, and you'll be really glad that you did.
I've been trying to line everything up, and I think now's
good.
The time.
Yes,
well,
it is.
Definitely.
We're
going to
send you good vibes, Tom, and call back and let us know how things turn out for you. We want to hear a success story.
Yay.
I sure will.
Right on.
Yay.
Yay. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thanks.
You calling. Great questions tonight.
Okay, thank you.
So just for anybody who is listening right now, we're live for the next half an hour or so, and if you'd like to ask Dr. Annie a question, we're live at 323-657-1493. You can ask a question on Facebook. I've got my little chat windows open, or on the Blog Talk chat room as well. So if you want to ask a question, go ahead. But right now, Dr. Annie, let's go back to your life energy cycle chart for just a minute. And I know you told us a little bit about that. Can you maybe tell us about the different cycles that that comprise the year for people, and kind of a little overview about what each of them might be?
Oh, sure. The year starts on your birthday. Your personal new year is on your birthday. And so most people think, oh, well, my new year starts on January 1st with everybody else. That's not the way it works. The way that it works energetically and vibrationally is that each cycle of time is, it is based on your birthday, and the birthday itself is the new beginning. That is the new year for you. And each one of the cycles have a definite or distinct vibration to them. And the first, let's say, the first cycle is all about new beginnings. And it is creation and creating, inventiveness. It has a great deal of power connected to it. It is the beginning of your year. It's like you stand out. You are in front. People will actually listen to what you have to say during that first 52 days, because your vibration is vibrating at such a high level. So it is the time of the year that you would speak out and let people know what you want, what you think, how you feel, what you want to achieve, and they will actually listen to what you're saying and help you to get it done. So it's a happy new year time for you, and it's really good. Good health is part of that, and anything to do with advertising and promotion is very, very successful in business at that time. The second cycle has a different vibration, and that is all about partnering, partnerships, intuition, cooperation, balance. It's like you're trying to really flow. Go with the flow in the second cycle. It's a great time to partner with people, partnerships both professionally and personally, and get your needs. You can get your needs met in the second cycle by negotiation. So it's a good time to really look at how you negotiate with people. So it's a beautiful time. It's a good time because it's actually has a moon vibration too. So that has to do with intuition and really listening to yourself. You know, it's a nice time of the year. Health-wise, it is usually when you catch colds or the flu, or you know, just minor temporary conditions are common during the second cycle. So just be aware of that. And business, it's really best time to deal with your employees and their duties, you know, kind of modification of work environment and how you want that to work better for you or flow better for you. The third cycle is real high energy. It's a high spiritual time, but it's also extreme. It's the most creative time of the year for you. So anything that you dream up during that third cycle is usually very successful because it's coming from a pure space of creativity. It's wonderful. It's a good time for communications, letting people again know how you feel, what's going on with you. But it's also really, really good if you have, you know, creative ideas, because they just flow through you fast and furious during that time. And you need to write them down and get them organized in the fourth cycle. But creativity is your key phrase, I think, in the third. Good energy is also during that time. Revitalization, so it's like taking a look at how you are taking care of yourself and nurturing yourself and make changes there in the third cycle. And in business, it's the best time to build up your business. And it's also a good time to collect money. That's good.
Money, we all like to do that.
Yeah, it's really good. So the fourth cycle, you take all of the great ideas that you get in the third and you make them work in the fourth. Because the fourth is really about discipline, focus, and discipline and dedication and getting the work done, pulling all of your resources in and to actually make things work, stability. It's, you know, manifestation. The number four is all about form and manifesting. So it's a very solid number. It's usually, you know, the time of the year when you do get real serious about your business or serious about your ideas, and you start to actually work things. And so that's really, really terrific. It's an excellent time for writing books, producing plays, making plans, you know, for all of your great ideas and getting them down and out into the world. It's a good time for, again, intuition and going with your gut feelings. Your health is good during that time, but the nervous system is a little more stimulated during that time, so just kind of be aware of that and try to, because you're focusing your energy so intensely during the fourth cycle, you want to make sure that you can balance it out by relaxation in some way. You know, whether you get a massage or you do meditation, stress relief is important during that time. Then you'll stay really, really healthy. And in business, it's advertising, public relations. Get out there, meet your public. Customer relations is really important during that time, too. It's the very best time of the year for anybody who wants to deal with agents, literary agents, writers, books, magazines, media, newspaper, TV, all of those good things. So that's a really good time for business. Business is great in the fourth cycle. The fifth cycle is more about freedom. Freedom and wanting to get out and experience life, travel. When you get so focused and disciplined and dedicated and you're really working hard, then you know, 52 days later, you want to go on vacation. And so it's a great time to go on vacation during your fifth cycle. It's all about freedom and change and adventure and expansion, expanding your horizons, doing things differently. It's great. It's a wonderful time. It's a really good time for you to deal with any kind of judicial system, like lawyers, contracts, you know, judges, anything of a legal nature. That's the best time of the year to deal with it. And so that's important to know, I think, you know, when you have to deal with law or the lawyers or government officials, courts, all of those things. It's also a good time to deal with people in very powerful positions that have the clout or the power to help you get where you want to go. So those are some of the things to kind of look at in that fifth cycle. Good health and robust appetite is part of that. And when you're on vacation, all you want to do is eat anyway and have a great time. So that's a good thing. And in business, it's an excellent growth period. And the focus is more on expansion than, you know, getting locked into the everyday nitty-gritty part of the business. Anything that you have already started will continue on and be very successful, but it's like this is the time that you want to expand the business and or the vision for it. And then you have your sixth cycle, and number six is always about love, peace, balance, harmony, relationships, unions, reunions. It's also a very creative time. Another creative. The three is extremely creative, and the six is also another, because it's two threes. The six is very creative also, and sociable, very social. So the energy around the sixth cycle is usually all about relationships, and both of a professional relationships and also personal, you know, your love relationships. It's a great time for you to invest in luxury items during this sixth cycle, which is fun. And it's the best time for you to move out socially and to make new friends and new contacts. It's also great to reconnect with old friends. And it kind of has the feeling of your past through the present will create a brand new future. So it's like, you know, seeing someone you haven't worked with in years and then you reconnect with them and they have ideas for you and or they have connections for you. So it's a really good time to reconnect with people during the sixth cycle. It's always a good time to fall in love, so that's always good.
Is there ever a bad time to fall in love?
No, I don't think so. And aren't we lucky? that's so true. In terms of health in the sixth cycle, it affects the skin, throat, and the internal organs. So drink plenty of water during that period of time. And rest and outdoor activities are really, really good too. And in business for the sixth cycle, it's the best time to relax and take the pressure off. That's good. So it's a good time for like executives and management personnel to go take a convention, go to a convention or a retreat or something like that. Retreat centers would be really good in the sixth cycle. Yeah, that would be really good.
Very cool.
Then we have the very last one of the year is the seventh cycle. And the seventh cycle is a very, very spiritual energy. It's a very high spiritual energy. So you want to really connect with yourself, your inner, that inner knower, and to really concentrate on how you are nurturing yourself spiritually, and having that spiritual connection is very, very important. The seven, the number seven, is all about spirit. So during the seventh cycle, it's the best time for you to go in, go within, and, you know, find some quiet time for yourself and to nurture yourself in mind, body, and spirit. It is, it's the low point in terms of energy for you in the year. And the most commonly heard things about the seventh cycle, which is 52 days right before your birthday, it's the last cycle, you hear people say, I'm feeling down, a little depressed, melancholy, kind of low ebb energy. I'm winding down. That's what you're doing, is you're winding down. And so it is the best time of the year for you to let go, release, realign, resync, reorganize. Again, it's the best time of the year for you to have garage sales or get rid of things that aren't working for you anymore. And the feelings that come with that, that, you know, mild depression and melancholy and all of that, people think it's because they're getting older. And it has nothing to do with the aging process. It has to do with the quality of the time you're in, which is a seven. So that is, go in and do some inner work. It's an inner journey work. Journaling is really terrific. That would be a wonderful way to, you know, use it. So just kind of relax a little bit and don't be so hard on yourself during that seventh cycle. Yeah, low ebb energy. You know, it's a good time for massage and manicures and facials and acupuncture and all of those, any of the physical or mental therapies, a really, really good time for that. And as business, as far as business is concerned, this is, it's a really good reconstructive period. So it means to kind of reassess the business and what you're doing and how you're doing it and what, think about what you would want to change, but not necessarily implement any of the changes at that time. So in the seventh cycle, you don't make major decisions for yourself, if at all possible, because you're in that winding down period. And so sometimes we have a tendency to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So, yeah.
Don't do that. Yeah. Cool. Well,
so that
now,
gives you
again,
kind of an overview.
Yeah. And for listeners who are tuning in kind of midway through this, Dr. Annie has a great life energy chart that she would love to send to you free of charge. This is her Christmas gift to you for being a listener. If you email her tleaves@yahoo.com, the email is on the show page. You can just copy and paste it and send it to her and say, I want the life energy cycle chart I heard about on the radio. She will send that to you. So all you got to do is send her a little note, and this, and she'll go into much more detail into the chart, and I think you will really like it. This is something you introduced to me about 2 years ago, I think, about now, and it's crazy how accurate this is.
Well, it is. It is. And it is based on cyclical law. It's something that it has been proven, you know, scientifically, and it's, all of the ancient mystery schools have used this over the years, and so it's been used for centuries. And it is, like I said, a perpetual calendar. You never have to have it done again. Once you do it, you just, that's the way it is. And you can chart anything else in your life that has a beginning date, for instance. If you start a business, that date that you start the business is the first, that's the first cycle of that business, and it has seven cycles. So you can chart anything and anyone in your life with that cycle chart. It applies to everybody.
Very cool. Guess what?
Yeah.
We actually have some more questions now. I have a question
okay.
from the Blog Talk chat room. I've got a question off of Facebook, and then I've got a caller. So here's the order that we're going to go, just so everybody who's listening. I'm going to take the Blog Talk chat room question first. That's the question that came in first. While you're answering that, I'm going to go screen the call from the 661 area
mm-hmm.
code, so I see you, so stay tuned. And then we've got a question out of the Facebook chat room as well. So that's the chain of events for the listener, so you kind of know where we're going. So we have a listener who is asking for her daughter. Her daughter's name is Dina. Dina's birthday is November 8th, 1999. And the question for Dina is, she wants to know if this coming year will be a better year for her.
For Dina?
For Dina, and that's the daughter.
The daughter. Oh, when was she born?
November 8th, 1999.
Well, she has just gone through what we call a Saturn return, which is very intense. And as a teenager, only teenagers know, they are the most intense people on the planet. And her feelings are extremely raw. They have been. And yes, to answer the question, her life gets better next year because that intensity and the energy that's connected with all of that vibration is waning. It is starting to feel better and looser and much better. So, yes, the quick way of answering would be yes, definitely. Her life is going to look totally different, and she's also going to. There's a real improvement in. School or, her grades and scholastic endeavors totally turn around, which is terrific. It looks like she might be going into a whole new, school or environment, too. So that is going to have big impact on change there for her too, which is terrific, and becoming very socially connected in her environment is part of her healing, and will improve her life tremendously. So becoming involved with her community or with her activities at school, whatever that might be, it's an excellent time to do that. And it's going to look totally different. In the next 2 years, she's going to be a totally different girl, completely, and all for the better. And she's going to love it, too. So that's good.
Cool.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, and our caller dropped off. So if you want to call back, caller, we'd love to have you have your question answered. But our next question is going to be coming from Facebook, and this is for Ken. Ken's birthday is March 1st, 1964. And Ken's question is, how does his business look like in 2015?
2015 is much better than this year, actually. So, yes, he's got a lot of advancement coming in, and people who are going to help him get what he wants. And there's a lot of activity around it because of creative work, lots of good, steady people, and he's got money coming in. Work well done. There's like awards, acclaim, and recognition for work well done, which is always a very good thing.
That's nice.
A lot more enthusiasm in the business arena too, which is terrific. And if he's been trying to build it up or grow the business or career, whatever that is, it's an excellent growth time for him. And growth and expansion are really strong around it. Also, good contracts and good connections with people who can bring more into the business. So that's really terrific. Yeah, he's got a lot of really good things going on for him in the next 2 years, actually.
I like that. That's great.
Growth and vision. Yeah, really, really good time, actually.
So, Ken, it looks like all your hard work is about to pay off.
He should be able to get his needs met by negotiating and actually don't take no for an answer. He needs to go up and around it, under it, whatever. Don't take no for an answer. Just keep coming back at the same thing, because it's going to work. It will work, even though people may not think so at the time.
Cool.
So,
well, Ken,
yeah, that's
there
it.
You go. And then our last question of the night, and we're going to get things wrapped up here. Our last question of the night comes from the Blog Talk chat room. This comes from Jules. And Jules' birthday is September 16th, 1961. And Jules' question for you is, when do you see her divorce being final?
Freedom. Next year. Well, you only got 1 month. We're in the last month of this year. It should be next year. Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. Let me just check that here. Yep, it's like freedom. She's got freedom and change and release. Release from anything that has been holding her back, anything that has been tying her down. Any kind of restraints are being freed next year. So it's definitely next year, which is awesome. She goes into a freedom mode.
And the follow-up question is, hopefully you can narrow that down a bit, please. That, I think that could be a little bit hard to do, but do you see anything that might be a little bit more specific?
I would say by June, mid-year, May, June of next year. Has she already filed it?
Jules, can you reply in the chat room and let us know, have you already filed? We'll play Jeopardy's music. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Yes, filed September 29th.
Yep, she'll have it. She'll have it by May or June.
Okay, Jules, there you go.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you're going to be a free woman.
That's good.
Totally. Dr. Annie, we have come to the end of another show. It never seems like, it seems like you call in and the next thing you know, the hour is up. Hopefully I can twist your arm to come back in January and we can talk about the calendar new year. Everybody else is going to be somewhere in their seven cycles of energy for their year, but that would be fun. So I'll send you some dates and see when we can get you back on here. Any closing thoughts? Any special plans for the holidays that you want to share?
Oh, we're just, you know, just enjoy the holidays. That's so important. And everybody gets so busy during this time. If we can just take time to really relax and enjoy and appreciate each other. And also, just for a little, you know, incentive, I have a wonderful, wonderful winter solstice meditation that I would be happy to send to anybody if they want to do it. It's 14 minutes long, so it's gonna take up your whole day to do it. But it's really relaxing, and it's wonderful. And when we are all a part of this hustle and bustle of everyday life, having that 14 minutes of total relaxation would be nice. So that would be my way of saying Merry Christmas to everyone, too.
Very cool. And, I think you've sent that to me, but if can I ask you to send that to me again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
I will do it right away.
Yay, thank you. Okay,
yeah.
Dr. Annie, thank you so much for being here. Everybody else, stay tuned. We're going to have one last song for the night. This is Patrick Allen Casey, recent guest on the show. This is his single, Home. I hope you enjoy it. We will be back live tomorrow night for the Friday Night Dance Party with Liz DeRoche. She's going to be talking about her singing Lizard Kids music. So it's going to be a kids-friendly show for at least hour one and hour two. It's always listener request. Here's Patrick Allen Casey's Home. We'll see you later.
No matter where I go.
that's Patrick Allen Casey with a little Home from his album Home as well. So everybody, again, I told you I'd see you tomorrow night, but I haven't pressed the button yet to end the show. So have a great night. We will see you live on Friday. Tune in to see Liz DeRoche, and we're going to be playing her music from The Singing Lizard.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.